Hi, this is Pastor Casey. Thank you so much for listening to a testimony of one of the people of the Elevation Church family. We at Elevation believe that God is alive, and He wants to have a relationship with us that is living, powerful, and active. And you're about to hear one of those testimonies of people living out that reality that Jesus talks about, where He stands at the door and He knocks. And when we open the door, He just wants to come in and continue to have a deeper and more real and powerful relationship with us, so that our lives can truly encapsulate that verse that we serve a God who does more than we could even ask or imagine. So thanks for listening, enjoy it, and know that God wants to do the same kind of things in your life as well. Be blessed.
Well, my story starts is, it starts a long time ago, we're not gonna go that far back. But in 2002, I lost my little brother. He had a seizure and he died in my arms. And that really kind of throws you off. I mean, it sends you to a dark place, and I spent a lot of time doing a lot of drinking and partying and just hanging out with the wrong kind of people. And things were really down and dark, and I thought, like, day to day, like, hey, tomorrow belongs to nobody. There's no sense in planning for next week or next month or anything else, because there is no tomorrow. And I did that until I met my beautiful fiance, Autumn. And so she came into my life, and she gave me a reason to think about tomorrow and the next day, and I started to live and get a little better all the time. And everything started to brighten up a little bit, and I kind of came out of my funk. In 2010, in September 26, 2010, I walked in and found my father, and he had a bullet in his head. He had shot himself. He was drinking real hard, and he killed himself. So this kind of sent me spiraling backwards, but as God does, not completely unaware to me, He puts people in your life, and he kind of guides you and takes care of you. So I was blessed, because as I was cleaning up this mess and trying to get my life back on track, I live right next door to the Mannings, and the Mannings are just beautiful people. I love them. They take care of me, and they started taking me wakeboarding with Casey and Jesse, and I didn't even know it, but I'm kind of surrounded by these angels that God had watched over me with. Yeah, absolutely. So completely unaware to me, I'm still not even a believer or anything else like that, and we would go out and like pray when we go wakeboarding, and nobody would ever get hurt, and we'd have some crazy crashes, and yeah, it should have been broken. And then I'd go out and go wakeboarding with my mom, and no prayer, and I'd fall on something stupid, and now all of a sudden my arm feels broke. So you don't really realize what's going on. And then so anyway, one day I'm coming back, and the one day happens to be September 26, 1 year later. This is my dad's anniversary. And I'm on his Harley, and I'm riding a bike back home from a friend's house, and it just hits me. Like, all of a sudden, I'm overwhelmed and kind of just blown away, and start crying. I'm just crying really hard. It's kind of misting on me, and the world just kind of feels like it's closing in on me, and I just said, forget it. I quit, man. I don't want any more. I've fought this fight too long. I've done it under my own power, and I'm just losing. I can't hang no more. So I just kind of quit, man. Revved the bike up and got about 95. And I just let go of the bars, and I just hung back and said, hey, screw it, I'm done. Whatever happens, happens. And just waiting for me to hit a pothole or something and die, you know? And I look up in the sky, and just like this light here, the sun comes out, parts the clouds, and shines down on me, this crazy, miraculous moment, you know? And I hear in my head, hey, it's not that bad. Life's okay. Okay, so I kind of grab the bars and come back down the road, and I get off on Newport, and here I come. And I get about Bradley, and there's a fire truck behind me, and I'm freaking out, like, oh, man, I didn't even see this fire truck. He's going to run me over. It's amazing. So I couldn't make it to the right. I'm in the left lane, so I'm thinking, guy just pull in the center, I guess, and stop. So I pull over to the center there, and Bradley, light for the arrow on Bradley, turns green there. So I go, oh, you know what, dude, I'll just make a left on Bradley and head down. So make the left, and taking off, making about halfway down Bradley, and I look in my mirror, and there's that fire truck. He's following me, so dang, I pull over, and he pulls over to the left like he's making a left. Okay, cool, so I start back out, and he does this, and comes back out. I pull over, he goes to the left, so I pull out, and he comes back up behind me. He does this 3 or 4 times, and he kind of chases me down Bradley, and I'm like, where am I going? I don't even know what's going on here, you know? So finally, I pull over, and he makes the left. When I look up, here's the Elevation sign, and I'm going, man, it's a really hard day. I'm crying. I shouldn't be riding anyway. And my brother Mark, I know, is here, and he's always good for a hug, man, and I could go for a hug right now. So I come in, and I didn't even get my eyes adjusted, and I'm already, boom, just slammed by a hug, and I'm thinking, wow, Mark, that was quick. How did you even know I was coming, you know? Casey's up here already giving the sermon. And it wasn't Mark. It was Justin. And as soon as Justin let me go, and I'm trying to adjust, Jesse's right there, and he's giving me hugs, and quickly it just becomes like a shining on me. Hey, you know what? I needed a hug. I walked in. I got my hug immediately. So I started to realize, hey, you know what? Maybe God's here. Maybe God knew I was coming, and he's giving me the hugs, you know? And still Casey's, yeah, it was amazing because all of a sudden, you know, drying the tears off, trying to be the tough guy. So Casey's whole sermon is on Kairos moments, which if you didn't catch it or are not sure what that is, it's just moments in time that really hit you. Some of them are good and some are really bad. And this happened to be the anniversary of one of the most monumental Kairos moments of my life. So that was the day I gave my life to the Lord. And then I could sit up here for the rest of the evening and tell you, or day, just tell you the amazing things that are going on. I've recently become involved in the youth group, which has been just amazing. The kids are awesome, and they every day I learn something new from them. They motivate me, and just crazy stuff goes on there. I quit drinking, which is a hard thing to do, you know. And through the strength of the Lord, He's given me that power to stop it, and I have the huge desire to do it. There's just a ton of amazing things. I can't even go over all of them. Just really, I think the biggest thing for me was once I kind of started looking around, you start to realize that God's been there the whole time. He had Mark with me. I had Casey. I had Jesse. It was wakeboarding with. And God, now that I'm open and my heart's open, He's off linked me with just 100 more people that are just amazing. Paul, who I get to spend my DG time with, and just amazing prayer warrior, my brother Steven, and these guys, everybody here has just been amazing, and I learned so much from everybody all the time, and the more kind of I've been reborn, the better life gets.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to this testimony from the Elevation Church family. And if you were inspired today, know that God wants to work in your life in the same way. And I would encourage you to lay that before Him and bring your prayers, knowing that God wants to do beyond what you can even ask or imagine, because you are His beloved child.